Urban Family Talk, boldly standing for truth.
Speaking truth, bold enough to stand in spite of the heat.
What we see happening is the result of Christians relaxing what they know to be true of Scripture.
And I mean no disrespect to any Muslim person. I'm just telling the truth. Anybody who says that Islam is a peaceful religion is lying.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on Urban Family Talk. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 888-778-7138 or give online at urbanfamilytalk.com. Urban Family Talk, boldly standing for truth for your family.
Thanks for joining us here on the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you joining us, and we're in the midst of our Spring Share-a-thon, so thank you for listening in. Grateful to have with us today on the second day of our Share-a-thon, sitting in with us, Brother Al Sharpton. And Al is no stranger to our listeners. I did it anyway.
Yeah, it's okay.
Al Ashworth. Okay.
You can almost call me anything but Al Sharpton.
Sorry, Al. Okay, but so grateful to have Al sitting in with us today on the broadcast. And again, if you haven't called in and made a pledge, we certainly hope that you will call in. We appreciate all of you praying and lifting up our ministries during this three-day share-a-thon. And also, for those that have already called in and pledged and those that will be calling in and pledging as well, we appreciate it. So please continue to pray for us throughout the rest of today and tomorrow as well. And again, Al, appreciate you being with us. And you're here with us for today?
Yeah, I'm here today. And, of course, I'm always here in spirit.
That's right.
And, of course, we appreciate you asking me to set in with you while I'm here in Tupelo.
Honored to have you in with us today. As we start off, we invite you to look with us in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Joshua, chapter 1. And before I read, let me remind you once again the three ways you can call in and share a pledge during our share-a-thon is, again, call the number 1-888-778-7138 so listeners can call in and pledge that way. But also, you can go to urbanfamilytalk.com and pledge online, plus then a way whereby you can, through the use of your text, text a pledge as well. Text UFC pledge, that's UFC PLEDGE to 41411, and we'll send you a link to the pledge form so you can give online. But those are three ways you can be a part of our Spring Share-a-thon. Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, it tells us these words. And let me remind you again, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that habit. It'll bless your socks off if you really start to get into God's Word every single day. Three chapters a day is a great goal to shoot for every single day. Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Lord, thank you for the privilege of being able to know you and being able to walk with you each and every day. Thank you for the honor and privilege of being able to be followers who are following you each and every day of our lives. Lord, we ask that you'd anoint us afresh with a spirit of courage and boldness to be boldly following you, courageously following you day by day. Help us to be reminded that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Lord, help us to be mindful of the fact that Fear is one of the biggest weapons the enemy will use to try to shut down or discourage the work of the building of your kingdom in the lives of any and all believers everywhere. Help us to recognize his tactics and to pray and remember to walk daily in courage and boldness, knowing that as we courageously follow you, you'll be able to use us to do exploits in your kingdom. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Would you share with our listeners again how they can get in touch with us if they want to be a part of Share-a-thon?
Well, we want them to be a part of Share-a-thon. They can get in contact with us by calling 888-778-7138. And I'm going to mention that again. If you can write it down, it's 888-778-7138. And, of course, you can also get in touch with us through our website at urbanfamilytalk.com. And if you would like to text the donation or a pledge, you can text UFC pledge, S-P-L-D-G-E, at 41411.
All righty. Thank you, then, Al. Today we're looking at our topic for today is also the theme of our Share-a-thon, Boldly Standing for Truth. And, you know, Al, as we look at this topic, it's one that it's a great theme for our Share-a-thon, but it's really a huge topic that the body of Christ really needs to recognize and address in a much greater way, because sadly we live in a world where a lack of courage shuts down many things that should be happening in our culture. Believers that know the truth but aren't really standing for the truth, aren't speaking out, you know, speaking the truth for different reasons, but often it's fear or because they're intimidated. But any thoughts that come to mind right away as it relates to that issue?
Yes. Matter of fact, just the verses that you read, and I thought about coming boldly to the throne. You know, we are to come boldly to the Father, and that boldness should carry through our daily lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we should be bold, not arrogant, not boastful, but bold. So, yes, fear is something that can keep you from speaking out. And in our society today, it seemed like fear is holding so many Christians back from getting a blessing.
That is so true.
And you act upon what the Bible says or what the scripture says, and it was a promise that you would be carried through by the Spirit. The Spirit then would remind you of those things that were said, and of course we're afraid to do that, and nothing happens. We watch the world do what it does. Like you said earlier, the world is bold.
Mm-hmm.
They're in your face. They have their banners, they have their signs, and they're right there on television, just right there at it, and we're sitting back waiting for someone to do something.
Right. It's so tragic to see that too oftentimes you have people that stand on the side of darkness. They're bold and upfront about what they believe. You know, like, for example, I think of just one tragedy in particular. You know, the Bible, God clearly teaches us one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. In proper translation, you shall not take innocent life. So
right.
Clearly we know God's Word teaches us that it's wrong to take innocent life. Abortion is wrong 100% of the time.
Right.
Yet you have people boldly on the other side so committed to abortion that their attitude is, how dare you oppose me?
Right.
How dare you try to take away the funding of this organization called Planned Parenthood that is dedicated to destroying babies all over the world? Who do you think you are trying to stop
right.
this?
Yeah. Trying
That's
to save
how bold they
trying
are.
To save innocent lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at the same time, so many Christians make excuses
mm-hmm.
for them.
Are timid
yeah.
about opposing this
right.
a wickedness like this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself sometimes trying to fight two fronts. You know, you're trying to fight the world, and it seems like you're also trying to fight some of your fellow Christians that mm-hmm. should be standing with you, but out of fear,
mm-hmm.
again, out of fear, out of what they deem as being politically correct,
mm-hmm.
we find ourselves in those circumstances.
That's right. And it's helpful to really understand the fact is, the devil really uses fear all over the place.
Sure.
And we may literally have to fight battle fear 200 times a day.
Right.
In big ways and little ways as well. So one important point I want to just make very clearly, if you don't remember anything else that we really deal with today, I want you to remember this, that fear is not from God, it's from Satan.
That's correct.
It's not from God, it's not from it is from Satan, and the Bible clearly tells us in 1 Timothy it says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so we're not to function in fear. We don't make decisions by fear. We don't move forward in fear. We're to learn to trust God. And one of the themes of the Word of God, all throughout the Word of God, is the just shall live by faith.
And where our fear should be, it's not, because as you just said, even in the garden, Satan used sort of reverse psychology on Eve by saying, surely you won't die. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas God had warned them that, look, if you eat of this tree, mm-hmm. you shall
die. You will
die. Yes. Mm-hmm. And where the fear should be, of course, is from God. We should fear him. Mm-hmm. But it should be a healthy fear out of the fact that he's our Father.
He's our creator. The universe.
Yes. Whereas now we seem to fear man and what man may do to
that's
us.
Right. And that's tragic that, you know, because, again, God made us, he created us, he empowers us to be and do what we are called to be and do. Yet it's tragic that many times little things can shut down what God has called us to do.
That's
because
correct.
If we allow it to, that clearly happens. Mm-hmm. Looking back again at Joshua 1, it's a powerful chapter to be mindful of. But again, Joshua is just stepping into the shoes of leadership after Moses has died. So God begins the chapter by letting Moses and Joshua know, you know, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, this is what I want you to do. And he arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Now, God says, I've given it to you.
Right.
And yet there is a part we have to play. But one of the clear directives also is like in verse 7, it says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. And notice how many times, Al, it mentions time and time again, don't be afraid.
Right.
To be courageous. Verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Time and time again, God is telling us, don't be afraid. Be courageous.
Right.
And that's something every believer has to be reminded of over and over again.
Even when you feel like you're standing alone, whatever that may be, whether it's something that's a tragedy that's happened in your life or something you see in someone else's life, you sometimes feel like there's no one to stand with me.
Right.
But that's when we need to depend on the promises of God.
That's right. That's right. Because, again, it's sad how often it's like we forget that this is God.
Right.
God can do anything.
This is his thing.
He created the universe. So why in the world would we be afraid of puny people?
Right.
Who oppose him?
Well, that's where you said the small things, you know, we're afraid of those little details, the little things. You know, well, what will my friends think?
Right.
Or, you know, will my family be upset because I'm standing against abortion, or if I'm standing against something that they may see as, you know, important?
That's right.
The woman's right to choose, or a health, you know, someone's health rights. No, it's an innocent life. It was created by God.
Right.
If we can't stand, you know, there for that, what can we stand for?
Mm-hmm.
If we can't stand for the most innocent.
And we really need to recognize that cowardice is all over the place.
Right.
It's all over the place. You can find it in politicians. You can find it in preachers. You can find it in leaders in any capacity. And the fact is, God calls us to be courageous, yet too many times little things will scare people away.
And like you said earlier,
if
you're not reading your Bible, if you're not reading it regularly, you will forget about that and go by your own desires.
That's right. That's right. We'll pick up there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. Again, you can call 1-888-778-7138 if you'd like to be a part. We'll be right back after this break.
on brand. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans, and they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 855-PSALM-23. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 855-PSALM-23.
What does it take to live an uncommon life? Here's former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
As the clock ticked down at the end of our Super Bowl win over the Chicago Bears in February of 2007, we hugged each other. It was a spectacular moment for the Indianapolis Colts to finally finish the season the way we'd hoped. I told the players, "Well done. Congratulations. You've finished what we set out to do." It was glorious, but it was only a fraction of what I anticipate we'll see when we finish this life and participate in the ultimate celebration. Keep striving each day to stay in God's will and accomplish things for Him. And know that one day you'll stand before Him and hear the words, "Well done."
Tony Dungy, author of the popular Uncommon book series. Discover more at CoachDungy.com. That's CoachDungy.com.
Urban Family Talk, boldly standing for truth.
I've been looking for a gospel station that tells the truth and promotes God's wisdom and have gospel conversations. So I love Urban Family Talk. My favorites are Aaron the Addison and Abraham Hamilton III. I love those guys. They have been such an inspiration in my life. I listen to them all day. I've had to raise my data on my phone because I have the app, so I listen to them all day at work. It's such a pleasure to get wisdom and understand it. So thank you guys so much for being real, for bringing truth to the Word of God, and for trying to get wisdom out to the people.
Call now with your financial support, 888-778-7138. That's 888-778-7138, or online at urbanfamilytalk.com. It's Spring Share-a-thon on Urban Family Talk. Call now at 888-778-7138 or give online at urbanfamilytalk.com. Urban Family Talk, boldly standing for truth for your family.
We overcome tonight because it's in God that we live and move and have our being. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph, to overcome through the power of His name. See, we give Him the praise.
We want to give you all. Holy,
music of Alvin Slaughter, the song Mighty Praise. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. And if you'd like to call in and share with us, we certainly would appreciate hearing from you. That number to call in and make a pledge is 1-888-778-7138. Or if you'd like to go online to our website and go to urbanfamilytalk.com and pledge that way. Or the third way, you can, through the use of your text, text UFC Pledge. That's UFCPLEDGE to this number, 41411. We'll send you a link to the pledge form so you can give online. Thanks for listening. Al, as we start this segment, I'm going to ask, would you start us off, would you just pray for the church? That let's pray that God would really stir us to be courageous in the way we approach everything we do, because the reality is fear is one of those enemies we have to battle every single day. Would you pray for that, please?
Yes, Father, we want to come to you. And
thank you, Lord.
And for the body, we're looking for the body of Christ to be bold.
Thank you, Lord.
And we know that people are hurting and they're afraid and some that are fearful of thank what may happen Jesus to them in this world. But Father, let them know that your promise still stands, and that no matter what they are going through, what no matter what someone is doing in this time, that you are the author and the finisher of all of our faith.
Thank
and
you,
of course,
Lord.
We want to give you thanks, and we want you to know that we recognize you as being our creator, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we want to pray that you will bestow upon this nation and the people all around the world, Father, that proclaim you, that they will go forth and stand bold.
In Jesus' name. And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for the opportunity for us to boldly follow you. Father, stir us to live in and to walk with the spirit of boldness every single day. Help us more and more to recognize that fear is a tool this enemy uses every day in many, many different ways, and that we need to be mindful of his devices, but also mindful of the fact that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And if God be for us, who could be against us? Help us to be reminded that you are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that we never need to walk in fear as we trust you and just simply remember how big you really, really are. Father, more and more as individual believers and collectively as the Church of Jesus Christ, teach us and empower us to walk in your spirit of boldness more and more faithfully with every passing day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Acts chapter 4, a powerful story, interesting story of how that Peter and John had just, God had used them to heal a man. And of course, we know it's the power of the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit that heals people. God simply used Peter and John, and it caused quite a stir, and people came around because they knew this man had been crippled for a long time, but was healed, and he was walking and jumping and leaping for joy. And Peter took this occasion to preach to the people about Christ, and people were beginning to believe. Well, some of the authorities, the Pharisees and whatnot, didn't appreciate that, and they quickly had them arrested and brought them before them to answer to them. Well, of course, Peter and John used the opportunity basically to preach to the rulers as well. So in chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.' Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. They marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves." And just to make a long story short, they threatened him once again and told him, basically let him know, don't preach about Jesus anymore.
Right.
But of course, by the grace of God, they were fully intended to keep right on preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. But then the passage, picking at verse 23, has something very good for all of us to be mindful of. And Al, after I read it, I'd like to ask your thoughts about this. But it says in verse 23, "And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, 'Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.' And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." Now, of course, that passage is full of the need for believers to walk and think and act and function in boldness. And also, they prayed for boldness. Now, they seemed bold already, but they were wise enough to recognize we need to keep right on praying for boldness, because the reality is the devil attacks us on all fours every day to shut down our courage.
Well, the word that stands out to me is unity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were unified.
That's right.
And we're so divided now that it seems like that we struggle against ourselves and against others to try to get something done. And we need to go back and see what unity was according to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
What unity is when we all are in one accord.
That's right.
When we're all going in the same direction and we're all looking toward God for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working together to get done what he had already proclaimed was victory. And so we manifest, that manifests itself in our actions. When we sit down and do nothing, you know, that's a sign that we don't really believe it.
Right.
So faith is an action. You say you believe something, you're going to act on it. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did.
That's right. That's right. And it's important to know, too, that the Holy Spirit is he is the spirit of boldness. He's the spirit of courage. And as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll have boldness and courage in doing what we do. And of course, as we read the Word of God and follow it, that brings unity as well, because God's Word keeps us on one accord.
That's right.
As well. But praying for unity and boldness is an important step we're to follow in, like the apostles did in Acts. And again, we need to be mindful that all of us have to battle with fear.
That's right.
You know, even if we think, well, I got this down, so I don't really battle with it anymore. The devil knows how to bring fear, even if it's something you've been doing for years.
Right.
He'll still try to get you fearful of it.
Sure.
You know?
And, you know, of course, that brings us back to what we're doing here today with Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking you, the listener, to join us, to unify with us for this cause, for this ministry. And, of course, they can do that. If you're listening, you can do that by calling 888-778-7138. You can also visit the website. If you're on the internet, go to urbanfamilytalk.com. And if you want to text and get a link to how you can pledge, you can text at UFC Pledge, PLDGE, 241411.
Amen. Amen. And keep in mind, too, for every all of us, again, you know, the word clearly tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
You know, you think of the many fears people battle. You know, you think of this, that people have fears of, like, a fear of lack, a fear of death, a fear of loneliness, fears of a fear of people, a fear of authority. Some people have a fear of making commitments.
Yeah.
Some people are afraid of heights. Some people have a fear of germs.
Yeah.
Closed in spaces. Some people are afraid to get on airplanes, jets. Some scared of dogs, cats. Some people are afraid of failure. Some are afraid of rejection. Some are afraid to be laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are afraid of I've even heard of people being afraid of being attractive, you know, and some people are afraid of fear.
Yeah, they're afraid of fear and afraid, some people are afraid of their finances. They're afraid, you know, what am I going to do if I don't get this money or if I don't get that money? You That's know, right. just yet fear keeps you bound. It keeps you in bondage.
That is so true. And, you know, I think of this like, for example, every believer is called to be a witness for Jesus Christ, but many people sadly don't witness much because they're afraid of being rejected or, oh, they'll think I'm weird if I witness in public or if I give out gospel tracts in public. And sadly, for many people, little things like that will shut them down.
Right.
And also just some people are afraid of obeying the word because they think, well, Lord, it would be awkward to do what you told me to do. I know what your spirit's leading me to do, but it doesn't feel right. Or I think folks will treat me odd if I do this, you know. Little fears.
Or everyone's going this direction and you're asking me to go along this direction.
That's right.
And they're afraid of not being with the crowd.
And again, everybody battles fears.
Sure.
Everyone battles the fears. And I think of even like you just alluded to a moment ago, many people have a fear of giving.
You're correct.
They're afraid. You know, I've heard it said that less than 8% of believers tithe. Now, that's so tragic.
Right.
Because the reality is that, you know, one of the traditions amongst the Jewish people worldwide is tithing.
Yes.
And they're some of the richest people all over the world.
Correct.
Well, see, the blessing follows obedience, you know. But the reality is for many believers, they're afraid to give because they think, well, I may not have enough left.
Right.
And, you know, Al, it's interesting that poor people are afraid to give, middle-income people are afraid to give, and sometimes rich people are afraid to give, many times for the same reasons. I'm afraid if I give, I won't have enough tomorrow for what I want or need to do.
And of course, we're not to worry about tomorrow.
That's right.
And
because
tomorrow is not promised to no one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we forget about that. Until some tragedy befalls us.
Mm-hmm.
But as you just said, people are afraid to take that step.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you just said, people, non-believers believe in the principle of tithing.
and receive the blessing that follows that as well.
Yes.
You know, so, but the reality is, you know, many believers are just afraid.
Right.
They're just afraid. And sadly, they miss out on the blessing and the benefit.
The best blessing of all, of course, is that God is going to do what he promised to do.
That's right. That's right. And so, again, fear can shut people down. But, again, clearly God commands us in going back to Joshua 1, we're told time and time again, be courageous, be bold in the way we follow the Lord. And, of course, like the disciples in Acts chapter 4, we're to be wise enough to pray for boldness.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for it is important because, again, for a person to assume, well, I think I'll have the courage I need. No, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of courage. He's the spirit of boldness, and we need his help. And through prayer, God can re-embolden us every day.
Correct. And that's like you just stated, every day. It's like a renewing.
Right.
It's a renewing process that we go through.
I think of in Scripture, you know, the example, Elijah was a bold prophet for God and did great things for the Lord. And you just picture him, how he stood up against Ahab and Jezebel. And then on Mount Carmel, he boldly stood up against all those prophets and won a great victory for God. But in a moment of weakness after that whole big, glorious event, when Jezebel threatened him, he goes running like a little school kid.
Like a little coward.
And so not so much that we, you know, throw off on Elijah per se, but the reality is even the boldness of God's leaders need the prayers of others, and we need to pray for ourselves that God would every day give us afresh the spirit of boldness
you
and
know,
courage.
All sin to me, and of course in the Scripture, can lead back to pride.
That's
you know,
right.
Having a proudful self.
That's right.
You know, and afraid to step out on just trusting God, you know, putting all your trust in God, not yourself, and not other people.
Right. We'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our share-a-thon. You can call 1-888-778-7138. Call in a pledge. Please do that. We'll be right back after this break.
The Hello, this is Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, encouraging all of our listeners to participate in this year's Share-a-thon for Urban Family Talk. Your donations are greatly needed to keep this ministry coming your way. God bless you as you support Urban Family Talk.
Call now with your financial support, 888-778-7138. That's 888-778-7138. Or online at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Hi, I'm Mark. After a few years of using drugs, drugs began to use me. I heard about Teen Challenge in a jail cell. When I got here, I found lasting freedom. This is the longest I've been sober in 29 years.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
No matter how much schooling you have under your belt, Dr. Tony Evans says the quality of your life doesn't always measure up to the quality of your education. He'll take us to Ecclesiastes 2 as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I hope you're challenging your children to get as much legitimate education as they can get, because he says the wise man is better than the fool. It's better to go to school and not go to school. It's better to know than to not know. But then he says, one day I was looking out the window and I watched the fool walk by, the guy who didn't make anything of himself. And he said, I could see I was better than the fool, but then I got depressed. Well, what depressed you, Solomon? He says, one fate shall befall us all. My education won't keep me from the grave. The fact of the matter is the kindergarten dropout may live longer than me with the degree. Back in the old days, funerals were really crude. There were wooden boxes that were taken by horse-drawn carriages to graveyards where they put a rope around the top, rope around the bottom, and lower them 6 feet under. Not today. Today you die in style. There's a bronze casket, and you've always wanted to ride in a limousine. Now you got it. On this day, you're gonna stop traffic. Folks gonna pull over because you're coming by. When you get to the internment, there will be a nickel-plated machine that will lower you 6 feet under. So whether it's a wooden casket or a bronze casket, a horse-drawn carriage or a limousine, ropes or a nickel-plated machine, the fool and the wise man are in the same spot.
Tony's got a powerful 10-message CD series on how to stay focused on what matters. It's called The Eternal Perspective, available online at tonyevans.org. Check it out today. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on Urban Family Talk. Call now at 888-778-7138 or give online at urbanfamilytalk.com. Urban Family Talk, boldly standing for truth for your family.
To believe.
music of Forever Jones, the song Time to Believe. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. Al, would you share with our listeners one more time how they can call in and pledge if they desire to do so?
Well, the three ways that you can get in contact and make a pledge, you can call 888-778-7138. That number again is 888-778-7138. You can also visit our website at Urban Family Talk. Look for the link, and you can text UFC Pledge, PLDGE, 241-411.
Amen. Amen. We're looking at the topic of boldly standing for truth, which again happens to also be our theme for our share-a-thon. And so again, we hope that you'll boldly decide that you're going to join in with us and call in a pledge, as well as commit yourself to being a faithful intercessor praying for Urban Family and the American Family Association. We can always very much so use your prayers. Please pray much for us as well. Again, as we look at the topic of boldly standing for truth, remember this, it's important to know God has told us in the Word, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Courage is a critically important weapon and tool that every believer needs to utilize every day of our life. It's sad how many people never fulfill the call of God on their lives simply because every time they try to go forward, the devil uses fear to shut them down, to discourage them, to try to trip them up. But the reality is, if you're going to fulfill God's call in your life, you have to courageously obey the Word of God and the Spirit of God. So all of us need to be mindful that we're called to follow Christ in courage and boldness as well. You know, Al, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, a very familiar story, of course, the story of David and Goliath. It's a powerful story, but it's a story with some powerful lessons about the need for us as believers to walk in courage and boldness before the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, it starts out with these words. Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Socoh, which belongs to Judah, and then camped between Socoh and Azekah and Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. And as the story goes on to explain, Israel is on one side of the valley, and the Philistines are on the other side. And their champion, Goliath, steps out and boldly challenges any champion from Israel to step out, and basically letting them know that they could forego a big battle where lots of people would die. Just let the champions fight, and the winner, their army, would take control of the other army and the other nation. Well, of course, as we know the story, for 40 days he came out and challenged, and King Saul didn't challenge him, and not a single soldier from the army of God, the army of Israel, stepped out. Now, this is a classic story of fear.
Correct.
All of them were afraid. Again, all of them were thinking of what Goliath was going to do to them if they even tried to step out, and it's like all of them forgot how big our God really is.
Amen.
And yet, finally, then, of course, as you know the story, a young boy, not even a soldier in the army, by the name of David, comes bringing some supplies to his brothers. Here's the challenge. And he decides, by the grace of God, I'll fight him. Well, of course, probably lots of soldiers laughed at the idea of him trying. Well, but somebody brings word to Saul. Saul has him summoned, and Saul tells him, you can't fight him. You know, he's a champion, been training for years. You're just a boy. But he lets him know, I serve a God who, when I was watching the sheep, he helped me overcome a lion and a bear. And the same God that helped me with those smaller trials, those smaller battles, he'll help me deal with this guy as well. David trusted God in courage and boldness, stepped out on the field, not looking at how big Goliath was, but he was looking at how big his God was. Mm-hmm. And of course, God used David to bring about a great victory. He beats Goliath and sets the Philistine army on the run. And of course, obviously, his actions emboldened the Israelite army so that they're ready to chase the Philistine army down. But one person made a difference in the whole nation of Israel because they boldly, courageously trusted God.
Correct. And, you know, of course, I don't know about you, Pastor, but facing a lion and a bear is not a proposition that I would like to do as well. Mm-hmm. But of course, as you said, he was being prepared to face Goliath and beat Goliath, not just face him, but beat Goliath. And that should be a message to us all, that no matter how big the problem is, God is bigger.
Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that God wants us to learn to use our faith with every challenge.
Yes.
Not just the big ones, because if you don't use them and use your faith in the little ones, you won't be ready for the big ones.
Right, because you have to take that captive. You know, when those things, as you just said earlier in the broadcast, we all have a fear of mm-hmm. some sort, but you have to take it captive. You have to then, you know, do not let it fester. Do not let it sort of take hold of you, and take that with you everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it just becomes a part of your overall life. And then you just held down and can't get up.
That's right. That's right. And again, God will do exploits through believers that stay in his word and believe his word and step out on his word.
That's right.
But, you know, when you read the word, but then you think to yourself, now, sometimes we may not say it with our mouth, but our actions say it. I'm not sure if I really, really believe that, so I'm not sure I can really try.
Right.
You know, fear. Fear that somehow or another, God's not going to keep his word.
And it may be, you know, as myself being in the business, being an entrepreneur, you know, I was telling someone earlier, I started a business when I was 24. It was 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a lot of friends and family and people telling me, you know, advising me against it, you know. You know, you're going to fail. You're not going to be able to make it. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, trusting in God, we've been there in my business since then and been over 30 years. So,
mm-hmm. And you stepped out in faith.
Yeah, sure.
And God has been blessing you all these years.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And I use that to not only teach others that it wasn't anything special I did other than to act on what I said I believe in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And yet at the same time, Al, there's so many sad stories of people who, because of fear, never stepped out.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that's true about when God calls us to do something, when God lays a calling on your life, God is not going to change his mind.
No.
You know, the Bible says the call of God is without repentance. That means God is not going to change his mind. Next year, next month, he's not going. So like if a person is called to something, God's not going to change his mind. So the tragedy is when a person puts it off and just keeps ignoring it. It's sad. One of the saddest things I have seen in life is people who've run from their calling for sometimes decades.
Yeah.
And there's many times much loss in their life.
Sure.
Because they've run from it, but also obviously missed opportunities all over the place.
Right.
Because fear in one area of your life sometimes can trickle over into other areas as well.
Right. You know, and your purpose, as I refer to that, is, you know, knowing your purpose, knowing what God has purposed.
That's right.
And as you say, you run from it, but that doesn't change the purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
You were made to do what God designed you to do.
Amen.
And that's a lifelong purpose and calling, you know, too. And, you know, again, it's important to understand that the enemy fear really is. You know, I think of this like I heard of these some people that went to a library to get a typed list of known phobias. You know, phobias, of course, fears.
Right.
And it said it was 4 pages long. And obviously, it was not exhaustive. It was just 4 pages. There's so many fears that people have, but keep in mind, every one of those fears is from Satan.
Every single one. Yes.
Every single one. On the other hand, the Bible again reminds us again, just time and time again, many times over and over again in the Word of God, God says, fear not. Fear
Amen.
Not. Fear not.
Amen.
We're not supposed to function in the land of fear. We're to function in the land of obedience and faith and confidence and trust in the Lord. So, again, I think of this. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. You know, I believe God works gently with us to bring us to out of the bondage of fear and into the liberty of obedience and courage. So all of us need to recognize God has work for all of us to do. But many of these things, they will not happen until we courageously decide, I'm going to step out on faith and believe my God.
Right.
You know, I think of the story of course, you know, in the Bible when Christ walks on water. And, you know, often people kind of come down on Peter, say, because he stepped out and he walked a little bit, but he started to sink. But now keep in mind, in all of the Bible, I only know of 2 people that walked on water. Jesus and then Peter.
Right.
But he did walk a little while because, again, none of the other disciples even tried.
Right.
But Peter was courageous enough to obey the prompting of Christ when he said, come. So again, he did it even for a few moments, even though he did get fearful after a while. But the fact is, some people would have never stepped out.
Right.
You know, their thoughts might have been, Lord, have you lost your mind? I can't walk on water. And of course, they wouldn't have walked on water. So courageous enough to obey God and trust his word, those are the kind of people God can use.
Right. Even if you fail.
And, you know, sometimes we stumble, but, you know, a good thing to know about our faith is as we begin to trust God in little things, we build our faith muscles.
Right.
And we learn by experience time and time again. God can be trusted. God can be trusted. And the Word of God says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. One of the ways you build your faith is you stay in the Word of God. You read and meditate on the Word of God. You're feeding your faith. You're building your faith. So time in the Word of God helps to build that faith stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And we need to put those faith muscles to work. And as you do certain things, you come to realize, I can trust God. Now, of course, you can trust him whether you understand that or not.
That's right.
But our confidence grows as we see God meeting us in smaller places, and we trust him to go into those bigger places as well.
You know, and we should want for nothing when we can live that way.
That's right.
And understand that whatever he gives us is enough.
Right. And part of that, I would say, I want to challenge our listeners once again. We're in the midst of Share-a-thon. I want to challenge you to put your faith to work, to believe, God, that you can give a generous gift to help us with the mission God has called us to. Because, you know, sometimes we have listeners that are listening and they think, well, if I had more money, I'd give. Well, just give something.
Right.
Plant a seed, because as you plant that seed, that's a step of faith too. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about giving is that it takes faith, but the fact is, there's no risk in giving to God, because God doesn't just give back. He multiplies back.
Amen.
You know, the word says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you've met, with all it shall be measured to you again. Once again, that number is 1-888-778-7138. If you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to carry the mission of Urban Family forward. Again, 1-888-778-7138. Or you can go online to urbanfamilytalk.com and give online. Or finally then, you can, by way of text, you can text UFC Pledge, that's UFCPLEDGE, to this number, 41411. We'll send you a link to the pledge form, and you can give online. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Al, our time is just about gone. Any final words that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I want to thank you for letting me sit with you. It's been a pleasure.
It's an honor to have you, Al.
I hope that the word touched the right people, and of course, they will act on faith.
Amen. Amen. And I want to encourage every single listener, pray daily that God will give you courage and boldness to stand for truth, because God can use you all over the place, because sadly, there's a lot of cowardice out there. A lot of cowardice, and it's something, to be quite honest, all of us have to fight it. We really, really do. Lord, thank you for the fact that you've called us to be a people that walk in courage, trusting you and obeying you. Anoint us afresh. Fill us afresh with your spirit of courage in everything we do. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again, Al, for being with us today.
Thank you.
And again, if you'd like to call in, that number is 1-888-778-7138 to be a part of our Share-a-thon and make a pledge. Thanks for listening. Please keep us in your prayers today and tomorrow. You be blessed.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.